In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. Jesus says that no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Yet we find it ever so enticing to look back. Over our shoulder, back to from whence we came, remembering how good it was back there. Now that is a testament to the peace and joy that Christ delivered to us through his faithful provision in former days. And it's good, right, and salutary that we should live in gratitude for the abundance that Christ has poured upon us in those previous days. But when our gaze is drawn more towards where we have come from and not so much towards the horizon of where we are headed, that is a betrayal of a lack of confidence that Christ's provision will continue in the days ahead. We look back with yearning for the way things used to be, and so we move forward not in a straight line, but swerving to and fro. So it was with Israel. They're on their way to the promised land. On the horizon is the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're going to be inheriting the land. And yet, they keep looking back. Back in Egypt, we sat by the meat pots and we ate bread to the full. But out here in the wilderness, that is all gone. And so they long to be back in Egypt. They long for the security of slavery. Egypt was the house of slavery. And in that house, they had security. When you're enslaved, your belly is full, your appetite is satiated. And that brings comfort. Comfort great enough that Israel looks past its cost. Slavery. Freedom releases the shackles of slavery, but we cling to those shackles because of the comfort they deliver. You know the comfort found in slavery. On one hand, you hate the sin that binds you. Don't you long to be free of the sin that has controlled you for so long? Now, addiction comes in many forms, from the well-known addictions of alcoholism, substance abuse, pornography, and gambling, on down to the supposedly less scandalous addictions of gossip, endless screens, and the like. Whatever it is, once your eyes are open to see that your heart is gripped by the icy fingers of sinful addiction, you want to be free. No more can you live with the harm that slavery to sin brings upon you and upon those whom you love. You want to be free. But still, there is comfort in slavery, even slavery to sin. No matter what sin it is that specifically controls you, the allure is always the same. Slavery brings comfort. Indulge in the sin just one more time and you will feel good, at least for a moment. For that moment, your belly will be filled, your desire will be satiated, and slavery will seem worth it for a moment. And then comes the Lord in all his glory. Israel grumbles that they no longer have the security of slavery with full bellies. And then they look out into the wilderness and they see the glory of the Lord. His glory had been seen back in Egypt when he brought them out with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. But his glory is no longer back there in the house of slavery. His glory is before them in the wilderness. You will not find the glory of the Lord back in your sin and the fleeting comfort and false security that is found in it. His glory came to you there amid your sin, in order to set you free. And his glory refuses to allow you to remain there. His glory is not bound up in slavery, but in freedom. And free you are. The word of the Lord spoken by his servant into your ears this very day. I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are not slaves. You are free. And in that freedom, the Lord feeds his Israel. In the evening came the quail, and in the morning there was manna. Now, it's not the same as the meat pots and the bread that they filled their bellies with back in Egypt. It wouldn't give them that same false security and fleeting comfort that they had known back in the house of slavery. Instead, it gives them something far greater. It gives them certainty, because it is the bread of the Lord that he has given them to eat. And still today, the Lord feeds his Israel with bread that he gives us to eat. The Lord gives you to eat freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom to know his provision. Freedom to look out on the horizon. And though you don't know exactly where it is that you are heading, you go forward in freedom's certainty that he is leading you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.